Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. I got a phone call today from California, and on the other end of the line was a young guy named Elijah. And it's ironic that he called me today because we're appealing tonight to young people to help in a site. And it doesn't necessarily mean you got to give us money. You know, there's a lot of other ways you can help. But the reason I thought of this show is because how many young people, disabled or not, have the threat of a nursing home hanging over their head because of the way the system is? You know, if you become disabled or you get old enough and you're having trouble functioning and all that, the state's answer is a nursing home. And if you go to a hospital, every hospital that I know of is affiliated with a nursing home. So that's the direction they want to push you in, especially if your family doesn't want to help you or they can't help you. You know, the state gives you limited amount of help, and there's no agency you can go to that is going to really help you and make up the rest of the time that you need to really stay out of the nursing home. Because if you were really going to stay out of the nursing homes wouldn't be there. It doesn't make any sense to spend all that money on programs when these nursing homes still exist, and for many people it becomes what we call a revolving door, you know, in and out, in and out. How many times, there's another statistic, how many people have gone in and out of nursing homes numerous times? So the fact that the nursing home is there is really the problem, and we want them turned into accessible housing. But here we address everyone, of course, but we're thinking mostly of the young people who are trying to live their lives. And if you're disabled, you come to realize how challenging and difficult that is. Now, this guy who called me today, and by the way, he'll be a guest on the show next week, so you can hear his story in person. One of the questions I asked him, he has muscular dystrophy, and one of the questions that I put to him were, has the Muscular Dystrophy Society helped you? And he said, not really, no, they haven't. And of course, I knew the answer to the question. I mean, you know, where it really counts. I mean, they might throw somebody an old wheelchair or some crutches or something, you know. But where it really counts, now in this guy's case, he has a serious medical condition, and they've given him only 5 years to live. That's his life expectancy, 25. He has a brother, I'm told, who passed away from the same disorder, and he has another younger brother who is afflicted. So it's definitely looks like an inherited situation. But now the medical profession hasn't obviously done much to help him. You know, they've given him 5 years to live, and I'll tell you one big reason why they haven't been able to help them, because they're too narrow-minded. They're too prejudiced. Before I went on the air, my brother told me, my brother who's a health freak, holistic, told me that fasting heals the body, and a lot of doctors recommend fasting when you have muscular dystrophy, especially with complications. But, you know, when you have these complications, I wouldn't try to attempt it on your own. I would try to get medical supervision to help you, preferably, you know, holistic medical, the people who believe in part of the treatment for part of the for the condition. So yeah, a lot of people shouldn't really try these things on their own. You should. It's much better if you have a doctor who has experience with it and who is open-minded enough to help you. Now, when next week, when Elijah comes on the show, I'm gonna recommend a guy that I know here in New York who's very caring, beautiful doctor. He has his own radio show, Dr. Calliope, who works with Gary Noel. And I believe that people with these conditions, you know, that are being condemned and all that, should at least have a chance to get looked over by a doctor like Dr. Calliope, Dr. Liu, and many, many others that you can find on the YouTube and all that. So that's one of the recommendations I'm going to make. And but the young people today don't realize what's hanging over their head. They don't think of it. You know, you're walking around, you're young, you got your youth, and we at Inner Sight have thought of it because we know what it's like to have this nursing home business haunting you all the time. Of course, we don't let it haunt us. We fight it. We stand up to it. We knock it down. We're going to get rid of it because no one has the right to interfere with another person's freedom, especially if the money is there to provide that freedom. And we want these agencies mandated to help raise money to keep out of the nursing homes and eventually to get rid of these nursing homes. That's the key. You see? The money has to be used in that way, not only to put someone on a program. That's not enough. That's not good enough because the place is still there. You got to convert it into something good, and we believe it's accessible housing. So we appeal to the young people. You know, a lot of, how many young people have gone to nursing homes to visit? And when we come back, I want to talk about that. I don't know a statistic on it, if there is any, but I want to address that. And how many young people work in the nursing homes? All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, the Little Bear, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Toms River, New Jersey, and Adopt an Akita. You can phone them up at 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue. We thank them for all their help and caring and beautiful Akitas and evaluating the dogs and making a difference All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed on to a better place. Children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. The agencies should follow that and do that a lot more. There's not enough protection for children, especially with a lot of these agencies. All right. Inner Sight, Nobody Starved on Long Island, there's another good group. And if you need dog food, cat food, medical, give Gary a call, 631-484-3085 on his program, Nobody Starved on Long Island. Again, 631-484-3085 for the dog food and the cat food, free of charge. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good information on the real estate market? Give Mr. Kennedy a call. Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his help and Inner Sight. And for being on the committee to license the guide dog schools. We haven't forgotten about that. We're still working on that, and we always will. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Some of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Let's see, what's their phone number? 631-880-7929. We thank them for their recent donation. 880-7929-631 on the Silo. Want to thank Tracy Garner, the author. You can find her books on Amazon. And I want to thank her for pledging $1 to Inner Sight from her new book so that we can try to raise some money to carry out program to expose these nursing homes and let people know how horrible they are and that they kill people. And to that end, we've started a new show Wednesday night, Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them, every Wednesday. Suzanne is the co-host on that. She lost her mom, her dad, and her grandma in a nursing home. And incidentally, happy birthday to Suzanne. Today's her birthday. Oh, she's off today. So we don't have access to the phones. You can listen by dialing in 213-816-1650. If you want to make a comment on the show, we'll explain that to you in a little bit, how to do that. All right, Inner Sight, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Touro Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, some of our friends who have helped us in the past. We appreciate that. The Islip Cleaners, local, my buddy Danny over there. We remember our friends. All right. And we press on to change the way people are treated in this system that oppresses millions of people. Monday we have our first meeting with this nursing home situation, and we're going to have a Zoom meeting on Monday. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm sure we'll have some comments on the Monday night show, Mad or Glad. Inner Sight, around the world, Able News. Look for our ad. It's on page 4. And Abel, we want to thank Abel Angela for giving us an ad in exchange for, you know, we do an exchange with her on advertising. Abel, the newspaper on and about the disabled, been around for almost 30 years. We're disabled, prioritized. And you can find various articles in there on experts and calendar of events. They have a personals column and a lot more. So go online. You get a free subscription, ablenews.com. Get your free subscription and look for our ad in the Able News, which also will tell you about our new show to get rid of the nursing homes. All right, Inner Sight. And by the way, if you want to make a comment on tonight's show, call our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Any comments that we get on the Inner Sight line, we'll be happy to broadcast them the next show day, which would be tomorrow, of course, on the Frolics. But we'll take a minute and paraphrase your comment. Yeah, tomorrow night is the Funnies, and while I'm on that, television was 7:30 tonight, Channel 20, on the Long Island system. They call it Altice. So check us out, 7:30, Channel 20. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, Wednesday night at 11, on our Manhattan Neighborhood Network show that is televised all over the world. Yeah, how many young people work in nursing homes? And you know, and include nurses and doctors. A person can have money to stay out of a nursing home at some point in their life, but they can lose that money, or something can happen to it. Somebody could take it away from them. See? So, if you have the money, that's cool. That's good. You know, you may be able to stay out of the nursing institution. But most people don't have that kind of money. And many of them are young. So we appeal to the young people. Even if you work in a nursing home, you could wind up in one. Now, the people who work in the nursing homes, they see firsthand what's going on. They know it. And what, recently at a rally, I believe one of the comments was that we have to watch people die. Well, they should be the first ones to think and to try to do something about it. You know, to think, well, I don't want to wind up in a place like this. Don't you think they ever think about it, the workers? Where am I going to go when I'm 70, 75, 80, you know, I only got a regular little job here. I get my Social Security. Maybe if they're on a good union, they get a little pension. That's not going to really keep them out of a nursing home. Maybe it will for a time, if they're lucky and if their family doesn't abandon them and help them. But most people will not have the means stay out of the nursing home. Excuse me. And that's why we urge the young people, pay attention to Inner Sight to help us. You know, if you know of anyone who's in a nursing home, if you visited, you have a relative in there, let us know. You can remain anonymous. Tell your story. Or get the relative, even better, get the relative to tell their story. We've had people on the show right from the nursing home. We got someone out that way. You probably heard Mary and Maureen on the show a few months ago. And I'm sure that there'll be many more. So that's what the young people can do. You know, support Inner Sight. If you're so inclined, get together with some of your friends and maybe do a fundraiser for us. We'd be happy to participate, of course. But we need to get people to understand that this is not just for somebody who's disabled. I mean, it's obvious enough that they're a candidate. But what about in 20 years, 30 years? Those who now will become of age to be eligible for a nursing home. Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen next in this world. Tomorrow you could be disabled and in rehab. Thing you know, they're going to want to push you in one of these devil places, these nursing homes. So we appeal to all, but tonight especially to the young generation, to step up and help Inner Sight and spread the word. We could use some volunteers. You know, we need a volunteer engineer to work this show. As you see tonight, we don't have an engineer. And when we do, it's a big struggle for Suzanne because she's visually limited and multiply disabled. So we could use help with that, you know, to keep the show going. We're starting a program called Volunteers for Freedom, where people would, certified home health aide. You got to be certified. We don't want to run into any trouble with the government. We don't want to give them anything to catch us on. So not hard to get certified. You know, a home health aide where you would donate X amount of hours and we would reward you. You know, this would help to keep people out of the nursing home. And it would also show the public and the so-called authorities that people don't need nursing homes, that they could be of better use turned into accessible housing. So young people can do a lot, man. You know, they got a lot of energy. Many young people don't know what to do, and they go to school and they're looking for something to do. Well, volunteer at the local nursing home. Get us stories. Get us information. You know, that would help. As I said, you can remain anonymous. You don't have to reveal who you are. And freedom of speech is very, very legal. So you don't have to worry about that. Yeah. Put in your time. to help Inner Sight and do it because you don't want to go to a nursing home. You don't want to wind up in there. You know, we're talking about 20, 30 years down the line. It's not going to happen overnight. But we are determined to get rid of these places. I can remember all the demonstrations that I've been to regarding nursing homes. You know, I think it made things worse because they didn't make the statement and they didn't project the fact that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. You see, demonstrations I went to demonstrators focused on the money. They wanted more money. More money. Well, where does that money go? It goes to the nursing homes. You're not going to get rid of them that way. I mean, that's only going to make the situation worse. To put more money into the nursing home. The money's being spent in the wrong way. So, and another thing we need for young people to get involved with, to organize a group to get the home health aides into the nursing homes. Now, if we could get somebody or a couple of people, you know, who are so politically minded and who understand why people are abused in these nursing homes because they don't have their aid to help, that would be a big plus. You want to help Inner Sight? Get some of your friends together. Organize a movement like that because nobody's doing it. You know, and as I said, we'll back you up. No doubt about it. We'll be with you. We'll help you. I'd be happy to speak at any gathering of people who are interested in trying to do this. And remember, it's not only being done for all the old elderly people or disabled or ones who are candidates for the nursing home, but you'd be doing something for yourself in the future. Because these places have been around a long time and a lot of people don't want to get rid of them. But that doesn't bother us because we know the truth. Determined to put it out there. All right, Inner Sight, there are no phones tonight. As I said, you can listen to the show by phoning 213-816-1650, or you can leave a comment on the program by dialing the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And we'll be happy to retrieve your comment and voice it on the air. Hey, you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. Any questions on the Americans with Disability Act? Give Jimmy a call. All right, Inner Sight around the world and talking tonight, appealing tonight to the younger generations, or you guys in school, you know, you want to try to organize a fundraiser for Inner Sight, we'd be happy to help with that and talk to you about that and explain to your parents and whatever it may be. I mean, yeah, you're young, you're a teenager. You don't normally think about nursing homes, but they're there. And they're a threat, maybe not immediately, but you never know about tomorrow or the next day. And they may be more of a threat to your parents or your grandparents. And I know that many people have loved ones in nursing homes, and they don't know what to do. Well, here's something to do. Help Inner Sight. You know, you don't like the nursing homes. You think they're horrible. You've seen people abused in there and mistreated and all that. And you want to do something about it? Place that you can do it. Give us a call, and we'll talk about it, and we'll direct you, and you can direct us, too. See, that's the good thing about Inner Sight. We're not afraid to learn from people. These agencies are so afraid of learning from the disabled. That's one of the biggest faults that they possess. You know, they don't listen to us. They don't look toward us as intelligent people who live being disabled and who are trying to, despite our disabilities, live our lives. Like that guy who called me today. He started a nonprofit book out. You know, he's trying to, despite his disability, he's trying to live his life and do something about it. And you'll hear, we'll have him on our show a week from tonight as a guest. So you can get more information on Elijah. All right, Inner Sight. And yeah, you know, there's so many songs written about young, you know. Tell us we're too young. Young at Heart. There's another one. Forever Young, the Rod Stewart song, and so many titles of people who want to be young and feel young and stay young. It's a great thing. It's a great, great feeling to be young and energetic. And I truly believe in young. I don't believe in getting old. I don't believe in that. I'm into all that young stuff. So that's another reason why we don't want these nursing homes around dictating to people that, oh, you're old, you're getting old, you have to, you know, you're coming here to die. You know, nobody has the right to make that judgment. That judgment doesn't belong to man or woman. It belongs to the heavens, to the Lord. And you see, that's where people started all this trouble. When they started to make, interfere with God's business and tell people that you got to go to this nursing home to die. So that's another big reason why we are determined to turn these places into good things, accessible housing, instead of places of death. How many times we've heard people say from the nursing home, and we heard it recently, or the most recently with Mary, who we helped to get out of a nursing home recently, when she commented, and she was in that horrible place, death is all around me. You know? That's the feeling that you have. People shouldn't have to deal with that. And yeah, you're young. You don't think about that. And we don't want you to be obsessed with it. That's not the point of the whole thing. The point of it is to do something to ensure that these places won't be able to dictate to people like that. If they're not there, they can't do it. So that's the whole bottom line of what we're trying to get across to the young people. 837 New York, Inner Sight. And 411,465 last count is our listeners. So we keep climbing on that. And we appreciate that. How high can we go? Well, you've heard the expression, the sky's the limit. Well, in this show, the universe is the limit. So, yeah, join with us. Anybody out there, especially the young people, you got a parent in a nursing home, a grandparent, or a friend, I would say that almost anyone that you come across knows about someone in a nursing home or has someone in one of those places or has someone who is on the brink of going in. What was it? 1.4 million people in nursing homes. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of money that the government is wasting on these places. And it's common knowledge that it costs a lot less to keep somebody in their own home than it does in a nursing home. And we have ways of even reducing that if the government would listen to us. I'd love to have the Inner Sight Young People Brigade. You know, we're not into violence. We're not encouraging people to perform any violence. We don't condone that at all. That's not the answer. We do encourage people to get accurate information. Now, that would help. One of the ways. If you want to organize, another way would be to organize a fundraising. Whatever you could raise helps. This show costs about $50 a month. You know, so if you raise $200-$300, that's a few months programming. And the young generation can make a big difference. We want all people to be a part of Inner Sight, because all people are subject to the same type of abuse that's going on in these nursing homes. It could happen to anyone. We all know that. I got a call recently from a woman who was in a homeless shelter, and now she's in rehab, and they want to put her in a nursing home. She's young. She's not that old. Woman in her 60s. That's not old. So the country is full of people like that, literally millions. It's not just the people who are in the nursing homes that we're fighting for. It's the people who may wind up in these places. And we urge all to get behind us and help us fulfill our goal, turning these places into accessible housing. All right, in a sight, let me run down the week. Monday night is the show is called Mad or Glad, anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday is open mic where you can pick your own subject and call in, you know, and talk about whatever you want. Wednesday night is our new program, Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. So, title speaks for itself. And it's all about the nursing homes and the people that suffer in them, and the people that are neglected in so many different ways. Thursdays, we usually do a subject like we're doing tonight, appealing to the younger generation. And Friday is the funnies. Yeah, we have a lot of fun on Friday. Louis the Lip will be here. Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, I just got an idea for a skit. I think tomorrow night I'll do Jimmy Dinigan on his view on nursing homes. Now, this is something I created. We never had that when I was a kid. I mean, Jimmy never talked about, I don't think any of us did. But we're going to have that tomorrow night. Jimmy's going to philosophize on these nursing homes tomorrow night on the Frolics. We'll have some Lauren Hardy and the friendly, disabled-friendly philosopher. That's tomorrow night on the Frolics. You know, abuse is nothing new, especially to the disabled. It's been going on for years, thousands of years. And they say a lot of people will have you believe that it's gotten better. Well, I don't believe that. I have so many reasons not to believe it. You know, let me just give you one, a personal. About 6 years ago, called by my friend Allie to go to a nursing home to help a blind woman. Went to New York City from Suffolk County, and they wouldn't allow me on the accessor ride. They call it accessor ride. Well, it wasn't very accessed for me with my guide dog. You know, the law did nothing to protect me. The situation had been going on for over 6 years. So I don't believe the system has gotten better. I think it's gotten worse since they created this Americans with Disability Act. Because there's no enforcement behind it. That's why it's gotten worse. Maybe the law itself may have a lot of good things in it, yes, but there's no enforcement. If you don't have enforcement, what does it matter what's in it? You've got to have, they left out the enforcement. So that's why I believe situation for those of us who are disabled has gotten a lot worse. And unless we get enforcement, it's not going to get any better. The other thing I believe is that many of people who work for these agencies hate the disabled. There's a lot of haters. You know, and that's why they carry on like that. That's why they do a lot of the things they do. A lot of people in those jobs with these agencies be for the disabled that shouldn't be there. We need really cool young people who care, you know, who are gonna, who believe in that we should have rights and stricter laws and enforcement. That's what we need. This is where the young people can come in again. Change the mission statements of a lot of these agencies into a more meaningful idea, you know, to use your youth and to free people. You know, for instance, we need a lot of these agencies aren't allowed to get involved politically because they take money from the state. That shouldn't be. You know, people should have the freedom to put up a lobby if they believe that a system is hurting people. You know, they have to work in a job and not have an opinion because they work for the state. And many of them may believe, oh, this is not right. You know, there should be a lobby in Washington to create enforcement. And we as an agency for the disabled should be participating in that and should be allowed to help to bring that about. So there's a lot that young people can do, changing the way these agencies operate and getting rid of a lot of the haters and the people who don't belong in these jobs. You know, I'll give you an example on that. Service dog schools. Not one service dog school catering for licensing of guide dog trainers, service dog trainers, and schools. The school should be licensed. Not one of them that I know of has come forward and you know, gone to the legislators to say, hey, we're dealing with people's lives. We should be licensed and people should be protected by the law if they need a service dog. And we make the decision that they shouldn't have it. We should have to prove why. So there you have an opportunity for young people, you know, get involved with these schools and work your way in there and, you know, believe that people should have rights and do something about it. and say, hey, you know, say to the board of directors, we're training a guide dog for a blind person. But if that person is denied the dog, in other words, we're taking away their independence, their vision, their freedom. The other side of the story is not being told properly because they have no rights. There's no law. You know, people should who work for these schools should insist that there be a law, and they should tell the get the board of directors to go along with it. And if people don't agree, they should be gotten rid of. To put people in there who want us to have rights, who want to make the system stronger and better, and a more and fair. That's what we're looking for. So there's another way that young people can help. Get involved with these agencies. Get rid of the haters. Get more progressive people in there. You know, you've been hearing a lot about companies lately, a lot of the big corporations. They've been changing the way they do things. See? Because they realize the world is changing. People are changing. And that's what needs to happen with these agencies. They're standing still. They're not moving. They're not changing the way they do things. The same old stuff. You hear it every night on the show when you hear people call in, especially with the home health aides. That's one of the worst systems. You got to get young people involved in that who are going to do something to change the way things are done, and people who care. People who are going to say, hey, this person may be disabled, maybe they're older, but their life matters. You know, and we're determined to give them more dignity and control. And one of the ways to do that would be to have the funding that's supposed to be there for a home health aide, have that funding administered by the person who needs the home health aide. And, of course, if they're incapacitated and they can't do it, you get somebody who is bonded and honest who can do it. There's plenty of people around who would do that. So there you have several ways that young people can help. The nursing homes, the service dog schools, the home health places, and the many, many, many other outlets, the fundraising to help InterSight this system better, stronger, more vibrant, more in touch with people's rights and awareness and freedom. InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. That's the key word, freedom. Country, everyone should have freedom. And many of us who are disabled don't. So we appeal to the young people to step up and do something about it. If you're in college or in school and you want to be a social worker, don't be the same kind of social worker that the average person is, because we don't need that. We don't want that. We need people who are progressive, who are going to take a stand, who are going to be outspoken, and change the way this system operates, especially in the nursing homes and the service dog schools, and the fact that there's no enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. We need progressive people. It's the same old people coming into these places. Get rid of them. We don't want them. We don't need them. We can run our own lives. Many of us need the tools to do it. Give us those tools. Don't control us. Give us the tools. The tools are there. But they're in the hands of the wrong carpenters. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Thank everybody for listening. Again, happy birthday, Suzanne. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies, 8 to 9. Have some fun right here on Inner Sight. Email innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. People send me attachments. I can't read them. I erase them. All right. And thank you so much for listening. All people, tonight, of course, especially the young people, call us if you have any questions. 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. Or the email again, innersight@pmpmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. Thank all our donors who help keep the show on the air. We greatly appreciate that. Inner Sight, here for all, through all, in all, to alert all as to what is going on and how we can change it. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight. I'm Frank Perino. And we wish all a good night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. The Inner Sight number. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Inner Sight around the world. Everybody needs more of that. Give us more inner sight. We want more inner sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.